Matthew chapter 4. We'll start reading in verse 12. Matthew chapter 4, we'll start reading in verse 12. Does anybody still need any cards? Any cards? Is anyone unclear with what I'm saying on how to track your memory verse on the back of your card? Are you unclear on that? Okay, let me go through it again then. In fact, I've got the book at home. I can bring it in for you. But what you're going to do is you're going to write it on your card, and you're going to say it 25 times. And on the back of your card, you're going to track your 25. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get 25 done. You're going to write the date and that you did it 25 times. And each time you do it, you're going to write on your card. It's going to go 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Then it's going to go one time a day for 45 days. Then it's going to go one time a week for 7 weeks. And then I think the last step is once a month for the rest of your life, I believe. My problem is I get them all in the early steps and I go through them and I learn them and then I don't follow them. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 for 45 days once a day. Matthew chapter 4. We'll start reading in verse 12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Peter, we know a lot about Peter's life, don't we? We know a lot of his failures, don't we? A lot of his successes, good morning. A lot of his successes we know. We see him standing at the door of the temple and the man and the lame man there. And what did Peter say to him? Silver and I can't hear very good here. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee, name of Jesus." He called him up. What power? Could you imagine calling a guy up that hadn't walked? That was the power that was on Peter's life. And that's the power that Jesus Christ offers to you and I to live for him. We see Peter's life. We see from his first calling there. We see in John 21, verse 22, we see after Christ has died, we see at the end there, the Lord coming, and again, the Lord says to Peter, "Follow me." And this was after Christ had been to the cross and everything and had died. Probably his last message to Peter was to follow me. Now, Peter already had been following Christ, hadn't he? He'd already been through quite a bit. And here in the last, "Follow thou me," we see just before this, we see the Lord telling Peter how he was going to die. Wherewith he was going to die, that he'd be bound and that another man would carry him. Tradition says that Peter died on a cross upside down. died on a cross upside down, not upright, because he would have desired not to die the way his Savior was. He was not worthy to die that way. There's a guy that followed Christ. I wouldn't have been thinking at my death of how dare I die like my Savior. I'm not worthy to die that way. Peter, a man, did many great works, did many great things. Peter's life changed the day that the Lord called him. It changed. It changed from being a fisher of fish, of these physical things on earth, to being a fisher of men, something that would last for eternity. Christ called him to follow. Christ calls you and I to follow him. Peter was willing to go in spite of his failures, because Peter had them. And we have them. I know I have them. And I got a pretty good feeling you do too. But did the Lord use Peter in spite of his failures? Yes, he did. Many times you and I fail, and we try to get back up and say, I'm going to go on for the Lord. And the devil says, you can't go on for the Lord. You failed. Peter failed. He made a difference for the Lord. You and I can follow Christ. God's faithfulness will far make up for our failures if we follow him. If we follow him. Matthew 4:19, and he saith unto them, follow me. This is Christ saying, follow me. In your lesson plan in front of you, as we read God's word, we understand clearly that we cannot be saved from sin without Jesus Christ. It is equally true that we cannot live the Christian life apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ said in Matthew 4:19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Every believer is to follow Christ and fish for men. If we are going to obey the Lord, we must understand these truths. The key is following Christ. The key is following Christ. Kelly, go to 2 Peter 3:9. Someone else, raise your hand. Go to 1 Peter 1:16. Someone else, raise your hand for me. Mark 3:14. And then someone else, Luke 19:10. Kelly. God wants every one of us to be saved. God wants every man to be saved. You're here in Sunday school. More than likely, most, if not all of you, are saved. But if you're here today and you've not been saved, don't go out these church doors without getting with me or getting with Kelly or getting with the pastor or one of the ushers. You need to be saved. I dare say most of us here are. First of all, we need to be saved. Secondly, we see that God uses people. He doesn't send the angels down to do his work, to teach the Sunday school classes, to do all that needs to be done. He uses people. That's you and I. People that are willing to follow Christ. Every one of God's children is commanded to live a holy life. Is that Andy? Who is that verse? 1 Peter 1:16. Man, Jesus Christ is holy, and he has given us the opportunity and the ability to be holy. We are commanded to be holy. As we follow Jesus Christ, we are commanded to be holy. The Holy Spirit gives us power to live a holy life. It's written in His Word. And if we follow Him, we can have that. God does His work in this world through the local church. Verse 20 in our text. And they straightway left their nets and followed Him. God uses people, you and I, the local church. The local church is God's answer for this age for the spreading of the gospel. On your next page, the principle. Many have placed the emphasis on the follow-up program to the neglect of the follow me program. Christ said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The follow-up program. Pastor's probably laid it out very plainly. He's probably got it written down in a pamphlet somewhere. What is the follow-up program? In fact, I'm sure he does, because we have a follow-up program. But the follow me program has to come before the follow-up program. Because if you and I aren't following Christ, then the follow-up work won't be effective. The follow me program. What is the follow me program? It's the following Christ. It's when we wake up in the morning. It's when we walk by the way. Following Christ, following His Word. The principle is clear. Everything we do with and for men must be preceded by our time with God. God gave us talents and abilities and gifts. And many times, our talents and abilities and gifts are the way that we function on a daily basis, rather than starting our day with Jesus Christ, following Him, and letting Him use us. A lot of times our own abilities get us through. They get us through a Sunday school class. They get us through whatever ministry we do with our hands. And all of you here have different ministries that you do. God has called each one to a different, something special that's just for you, an ability He gave you. But when that ability is the only thing that we're using, is the only thing that we're depending on, then we're coming up short. This principle the first call on our lives is to be with Him. Mark 3:14. Amen. That they might be with Him, and then that He might send them forth to preach. Being with Christ has got to be first before the fishing for men. Before the whatever your ministry is in the church, whatever your ministry is for the Lord. Being with Him has to be first. It cannot be successful. Our ministry cannot be successful without first being with Him. This principle is for every area of the Christian life. None of us can be what we ought to be toward people until we have first been with Christ. This applies to husbands, wives, employees, employers, Christian workers. It applies to all of life. We must follow Christ, then fish for men. Following Christ, I'd like to give you three things. Each day, three C's. Each day, following Christ, first of all, commence our day with the Lord. Commence our day with the Lord. Start 20 minutes with the Lord. Three things. Commence our day with the Lord. Start with the Lord 20 minutes. First thing we get going, we need to spend time with the Lord. Secondly, continue daily in His service. Continue daily in His service. We start the day on our knees. We go throughout the day on our feet serving God. We start the day on our knees. Then we serve God on our feet throughout the day. Thirdly, conclude our day with God. Conclude our day with God. And that is a recap of the day. My sins, my failures, and a confession of them. Lord, I was wrong here. My lust got me here. My desires, whatever. My laziness got me here. At the end of the day, a confession, a clean slate to go to bed on. A clean slate. If we don't pray now for our sins and confess them now, they can tend to be forgotten. And really, a lot of these things, as we see them throughout the day, would be confessed immediately when we realize our shortcomings. Three things. We commence our day with God, in communion with God. Secondly, we continue our day in service with God. And thirdly, we conclude the day with God. Conclude the day with God. Getting our sin confessed, getting it taken care of. Fishing for men. All the other ministries that you all are involved in has to be followed by first meeting with Christ. First meeting with Christ. Following Christ. In your lesson, we may achieve some measure of success in life while neglecting God. These successes are our greatest failures. There is no abiding satisfaction in the Christian life unless we first follow after Christ. Unless we first follow after Christ. What a powerful principle that we follow Christ. Secondly, we see the priority. The priority. Priority of God established for the Christian life is following Christ and fishing for men. The reason Jesus Christ came was to Luke 19:10. Amen. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus Christ's only purpose on earth was to find you and to find me and to provide salvation for me and for you. That's why he came. Jesus Christ, our Lamb, slain on the altar of the cross to provide salvation. He came. It's his only purpose. Again, in your notes, the Lord Jesus found men who had been catching live fish and casting them aside to die. He called them to fish for men dead in trespasses and sins and give them the gospel so they might be made alive through Christ. Peter catching fish, making a living, feeding people, but doing something that wasn't going to make it off of this earth. Fishing. Wasn't going to make it. Not going to make it in heaven. And the Lord called him from that physical, earthly job to a heavenly ministry to take the gospel. And Peter did that. And you'd see Peter a lot. You see, Peter is one of the big main characters throughout Acts and at Pentecost. Taking the gospel to the lost. Peter failed many times. We fail. Peter trusted the Lord. Peter followed the Lord. We can follow the Lord, and the Lord can be honored in our life. We can leave the dead fishing, and we can go to fishing for men. As we follow Christ, it's not just the fishing for men, although this is certainly the Great Commission. But it's all the things in our lives, as we read back here, it's everything that we do. We're a husband, we're a wife, we're a teacher, we work in the factories, wherever. Following Christ has to be the first thing that we do. In your reading, we may think God is so very pleased with all of our activity, but what is His priority? People around us are lost and need to be born again. John 3:3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee. Kelly, help me with a verse. I don't have it. You must be born again. What did I leave out there? John 3:3. Read that for me, Kelly. Thank you. Being born again, the only way to heaven. The people at work that aren't saved, it's their only way to heaven. The people in our restaurants that wait on us, we give them a gospel tract, it's their only way to heaven. The people around us, wherever we are, whatever our jobs are, wherever we come in contact with, whoever we come in contact with, it's their only way to heaven. Get a gospel tract out. We had some friends whose kids, from the time they were little, always giving out gospel tracts. Who would tell a two-year-old, no, I won't take that from you, or a three-year-old? You know, they'd go to the border guards or whatever, and these kids would be shoving the tracts out. And they said nobody ever refused them from the little guys. But getting God's word out, getting it out, getting it out. People see Jesus Christ in our lives, and certainly they will. But we've got to take this God's word, and we've got to preach it to them. We have to proclaim it to them. If we have everything else right, and this one thing is wrong, then we have not succeeded everywhere else. We have failed everywhere else. Our priority is to be following Christ and fishing for men. Our verse up here, Colossians 1:10, Pastor preached a week or two ago about the second part of that verse, and I'm going to look at it because he talked about being fruitful in every good work, in every good work. And different ones of us are good at different things. But Pastor's message was that we be fruitful in every good work. As we look at this, as we looked at this lesson, following Christ and fishing for men. And we think, how am I at following Christ? If I were to hold a card up and give myself a score, how am I at following Christ? Would I be up around the tens? Would I be down around the ones? Where would you be? What would be the number on your scorecard from the judges of following Christ? The most important thing you and I can do is follow Him. And then all the other things that the Lord has in our life will then be able to come into place. But following Christ, if we follow Christ, we can then be fruitful in every good work, Colossians 1:10. The progression, notice the progression of Matthew 4:19. We know that we are to be fishers of men, to bring people to Christ. But how? The Lord said, I will make you fishers of men. But how does He make us fishers of men? It all begins with following Christ. Following Christ. Every Sunday school lesson we have from here on out, first of all, begins with following Christ. Our days need to begin with following Christ. If we're not fishers of men, it is obvious that we are not following Him. If we are following Him, His passion would be our passion. His purpose would be our purpose. The progression is this: as we follow Christ, he makes us fishers of men. His passion, Christ's passion, was to provide salvation for mankind. That was his passion. Different ones of us are different about passionate about different things. When you talk with somebody a while, it doesn't take long, and you see what they're passionate about. Christ was passionate about one thing: the salvation of mankind. And in closing, turn with me to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Can't get the page. John chapter 15, verses 4 and verse 11. John 15, 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And then in verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Living a joyful life, having a joyful day, starts out with Jesus Christ, following him, and then the other things will take their place. We must not live our lives without following Christ. We must not live our lives without following Christ. If we're living our lives, we're not following Christ, then we're failing. We must not live our lives without following Jesus Christ. Three things. Commence our day in communion with God. Secondly, continue our day in service. Thirdly, conclude our day with God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you loved us. You prepared us a way. You gave us salvation. Lord, might we follow you. Might we begin each day in prayer and reading your word, even just 20 minutes to get the day started. And then, Lord, might we serve you. And might we keep short accounts of our sin. Lord, help us to follow you, because in following you, we can then win others to Jesus Christ. Amen.